Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. For Yahweh is righteous. Yah is holy. Let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom. For the listening audience, I am Moray Naftali, Provisor of 1907 Vine Street. And usually we would gather ourselves together to do our daily program, Nothing But the Truth, at 7 to 8:30 p.m. Sunday, first day through the sixth day. But this evening, we start early, and the sole purpose is to pray for our sister, our mother, one of Yahweh's daughters, one of Yahweh's servants. We gathered together to pray for her homecoming. For Yahweh has called her home. Abigail Israel. Moray Ishaya Israel. And she leaves behind 7 beautiful children that she bare from her own loins. But she has many children. And I'm one of them. But we gathered together to pray for her, to pray together for one another. But we also, in her honor, must speak a word from Yah. For she was one of Yahweh's servants. And all Yahweh's servants are for signs and wonders. Not a death or a homecoming by coincidence. This was a judgment of Yahweh. All the ways of Yah are judgment. And everything about his servant's life, he has his hand upon it. From the very beginning to the very end. And before we get into any words from Yah, let's go ahead and open up with a prayer. Hallelujah. Mighty Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, we come before Thee on this day, even at this hour, to praise You, to worship You, and to honor You, and to thank You for all Your love, mercy, and kindness that You bestow upon us every day and night. You're truly a marvelous and wonderful Elohim. And my Yahweh, we hope continually in Your mercies that You may not only forgive us, but that You may bless us, that You may heal us, help us, and increase us and strengthen us and quicken us, even according to Your law, statutes, and judgments. Quicken us according to Your loving kindness and tender mercies. And we beseech Thee, Yah, at this hour, as Thou hast seen fit, as it has been Thy will to take Your servant to rest with You, to comfort us, Yah. This is a loss for us. But we know it's a great blessing for Thy servant's life and Thy servant's death is a blessing. Please allow us to receive the blessing from her life and her homecoming. Allow us to be increased. She has left behind a sign we shouldn't increase from. Comfort us, Yah. Comfort her husband. Comfort her daughters. Comfort sons. Comfort her friends. Comfort all the family. Bless the house of God. For in these times especially, we can't make through it without You, Yah. There's no time that we can make through without You. So please be with us, Yah. Open our eyes, Yah. Touch our spirits, Yah. But we know that the end is better than the beginning. And it's something at this end that we should receive. And we only will receive it at Your hands. and at your blessing. Praise you. We worship you. We honor you. You and only you. By saying hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Praise the mighty Yah. This is a special gathering. For Yahweh said, precious is the life and the death of his saints. So this is a precious hour. And although this is very hard, myself and we all, we have to strengthen one another. And we got to be strong. This woman represented strength, sign of strength. She was a servant of strength. And she was a sign and wonder of Yah. If you turn with me to the book, and we're not going to tarry long this evening. This is going to be short and sweet. We'll be getting out of here at 6:30. But we want you to get what you should be getting from an increase. In the book of Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter, the 19th verse reads, give all the glory to the Almighty. Ah, Yahweh Elohim, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers in the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty Elohim, Yahweh of hosts is his name. He's great in counsel, mighty in work, for thy eyes are open of all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, which have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. That's what Yahweh did. Even unto this day, them signs and wonders is here. And in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day. People of Israel, out of the land of Egypt with signs, with wonders, and with a strong hand, with a stretched out arm and with great terrors. But Yahweh said his signs are even still in this earth all the way unto this day. Even amongst men, his signs are here. And all Yahweh's signs are ordained by a season. And what season is that? The season of the day. The season of the night. Seasons, all Yahweh's seasons are ordained by a order. All his signs are ordained by an order. And the order of this particular sign, speaking of Abigail Yisrael, if he's a sign, what order is this sign ordained from? Well, let me tell you, people. It's the order. If you know the order of five, then you know that five is Yahweh's what? His increase. So let me show you the increase. Let me show you the sign that you should be receiving behind this great servant. That five follow her even from the day that she was born. And there is no increase without an increase of strength. And true strength comes by the way of wisdom. And you have no increase without wisdom. You have no increase without strength. Israel, a lot of people might not know it, but she was born in the fifth month. On heathen's calendar, it would coincide with August. But that's the fifth month. When she met and married one of Yahweh's, another one of Yahweh's signs and wonders in the earth, one of Yahweh's prophets, a servant by the name of Moray Ishaya Israel. She had five children. Five. And when she bare two more children, giving her seven, this is when she was diagnosed and they wanted to pull the plug on her because of her stroke. And they said she's not going to make it long. But she ended up making it five more years. And she's still in the fifth year, going on six. And in her passing, her son, 5 years old right now, Pele Asal, Yisrael. So five has been following her in her path. She bears the name Abigail for a reason. In the very week of her passing, who I know is a sign of the Almighty, turned 5 years old in the week of her passing. And this five has followed her. But if you will, turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, the 25th chapter. And if you have a name, spiritual name, from the Almighty, you might want to look at that name. Second Kings 25. Put that name in the scriptures and study. Because 9 times out of 10, you had that name because of someone that had it before you. They carry the spirit. You'll read about a strong woman that carried the same name, Abigail, in the scriptures. And you will notice something. Start at verse 1. Go ahead and read it. 1 Samuel 25 and 1. Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented. They lamented him and buried him in the house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel. And the man was very great. And he had 3,000 sheep, 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was name of his wife, Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding. And this is a high accolade. A good understanding have all they that do what? That keep the commandments of the Almighty. A good understanding is what Yahweh would give you when he increases you. A good understanding don't come no other way but by the order of five. Because it's an increase. But Abigail, she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings. And he was of the house of Caleb. Here it is, this wise, good understanding woman, but got a churlish husband. How does that add up? Well, a person of true understanding, they're not wavered. They're not compromised by the actions of another person. This is when you know a person has true strength. They don't allow people to dictate what they're going to do and how they're going to be. Let's keep reading this. It says, And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men. And David said unto the young men, get you up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. And thus shall you say to him that liveth in prosperity, to your house, peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shears, not thy shepherds, which were with us. We hurt them not, neither was there aught missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask thy young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever come to thy hand unto your servants and to thy son David. And so all David is doing is sending his servants down and letting Nabal know, like, listen, all these riches, we've been blessing you. We've been helping you. And we just want whatever just come to your hands, whatever you think is fair, we ain't been charging you. We've just been doing it at the kindness of our heart. And whatever your hand finds, just that's all we're asking for. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? Therefore, there be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread, my water, and my flesh that I kill for my shears and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be? And so David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings. And David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And you must pay attention to this, because David is a sign and a wonder. Abigail is a sign and a wonder. And if you don't learn to pay attention to Yahweh's signs and wonders, you would never get the wisdom on how to become a sign and a wonder. David said to his men, gird ye on every man his sword. They girded on every man his sword. David also girded on his sword. And there went up out of David about 400 men, and 200 a bow by stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife. Yeah, I got to go to the one that I know is wise out of these two. You got Nabal and you got Abigail. Everybody knows Abigail. That's why as soon as the scripture starts talking about Nabal, it says he also has a wife. Her name is Abigail. And this young man knew, I got to go to her and tell her what's going on. And look what happens. Sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good to us. We were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversing with them. When we were in the fields, all we had to do was just be having conversations with them. And it says, they were a wall unto us, both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now, therefore, know and consider what thou wilt do. This is what he's saying, Abby. You need to know what you're going to do. For evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial that a man can't even speak to him. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine, 5 sheep. And see, since I know the Almighty done shown me that 5 follow her, so as I'm reading this story, and I know that she has a like spirit. That's why she carried his tender spirit as the same woman. And so as I read this story, I paid attention every time that number 5 popped out. And here it is. The 5 is starting to pop out. It says, what verse I was in? The 18th verse. Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves, 2 bottles of wine, 5 sheep ready dressed. 5 measures of parched corn, then 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs. And then I had to add that up. You got 200 loaves, 200 cakes, and then 100 figs. How many hundreds is that? That's 500. And she said to her servants, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. She didn't have time to think about this. See, a person with true wisdom, they don't have to think. It's already embedded naturally in a spirit. And this woman was of a good understanding. And this woman that we had today was of a good understanding. Listen, it says that, what verse we get? 19th verse. And she said unto her servants, go on before me. Behold, I am come after you. Told not her husband the ball. And it was so, as she rode on the ass, that she came down by the covert of the hill. And behold, David and his men came down against her. And she met him. Now David had said, surely in vain I kept all this fellow with everything he has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him. And he has requited me evil for good, so and more also do Elohim unto the enemies of David. If I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light any that pisses against the wall. Abigail saw David. She hastened and lighted off the ass, and she fell before David on her face. See, everything you want to pay attention to is everything that she did from the beginning all the way to the end. Because everything she did exemplifies not just understanding, but it exemplifies good understanding. And if you want good understanding, you might want to adopt this spirit. The same spirit that this woman that Yahweh has called home, Abigail, had the same spirit. Same spirit. And she instilled it in her daughters. The same spirit. You're going to see it. Let's watch this spirit. Look at it unfold beautifully. It says, in the 23rd verse, Abigail saw David. She hasted and lighted off that. And she fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground. Because humility is wisdom. And she knows humility is her weapon of war. Because wisdom is your weapon of war. And she fell at his feet and said, upon me, my master. Upon me let this iniquity be. This is how wise people really are. This is how the righteous truly are. They will stand in that even for the wicked. She says, let this iniquity be upon me. Thy handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thy handmaid. Let your humility go before you. Don't think somebody just about to listen to you because you're opening your mouth. Look what it says. Let not my master, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial. She knows her husband is wicked, even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thy handmaid, saw not the young men. I didn't see them when they came, the young men of my master, whom thou didst see him. Now, therefore, my master, as Yahweh liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing Yahweh has withholden thee from coming to shed blood and from avenging thyself with thy own hand, now let thy enemies and they that seek evil to my master be in the ball. So she knew, I'm innocent, and you about to shed innocent blood. And this is not what you want upon your hands. And now, this blessing which thy handmaid has brought unto my master, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my master, I pray thee. Forgive the trespass of thy handmaid, for Yahweh will certainly make my master a sure house. She knows this about David. Why? Because she's a commandment keeper. And she wanted the sanctuaries on the Sabbath day where they talked about the king and they talked about the priest and they talked about righteousness. It says, because my master fighteth the battles of Yahweh, and evil has not been found in thee all your days. A man is risen to pursue thee, to seek your soul. But the soul of my master shall be bound in the bundle of life with Yahweh thy Elohim. And the souls of thy enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. And she used that slingshot as a metaphor because she knew what David did. And it shall come to pass when Yahweh shall have done my master according to all the good that he has spoken concerning thee. She knows about the covenants that Yahweh has made with David. Shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel. That this shall be no grief unto thee. This is nothing for you. Nor offense of heart unto my master, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my master has avenged himself. But when Yahweh shall have dealt well with my master, then remember your handmaid. She just knew why. She knew this guy in the ball time was running out. And David said to Abigail, blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Israel. You bless Yah. Is when Yahweh sent you one of his what? His servants, which sent thee this day to meet me. Blessed be your advice, your counsel. Blessed be thou, which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with my own hands. For in very deed is Yahweh Elohim of Israel liveth, which has kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast hastened and come to meet me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light anything that pisses against the wall. So he had an evil thing in his heart. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him and said unto her, go up in peace into your house and see, I've hearkened to your voice. I've accepted your person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house like the feast of a king. This is what the wicked do. They always feasting. They never in mourning. And it says, for he was very drunken, wherefore she told him nothing less or more until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that Yahweh smote Nabal that he died. And watch this. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, blessed be Yah that has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and have kept his servant from evil. See, a vengeance belongs unto the Almighty. And when you walk in righteousness, leave vengeance, Yah. And it says, for Yahweh has returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. When the servants of David were come to Abigail, to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take to thee to him to wife. And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, behold, let thy handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my master. Y'all some servants. This was the spirit of Abigail, the spirit of a servant. To serve the servants of the Almighty. And when you a servant of the Almighty, and then you have a servant serving the servant of the Almighty, that's just another servant of the Almighty. And it all trickles down. We all servants of the Almighty. And Abigail was a servant of the Almighty, because her husband is a servant of the Almighty. She served him. She supported him and helped him, just like Moses' wife. When he might have fell out of line sometimes, his wife was there. So I notice Abigail today, without even going into my personal, just looking at her from a long distance, she was a servant of the Almighty, a bona fide servant. But my personal life was touched by her. By her five fingers, her hands, she touched me. By her spirit. And she instilled, and it wasn't no question when she fell sick, that her daughters would begin to serve. And they've been serving tirelessly. They've been serving, abounding in affliction every single day and night. Humility, but not with a bad spirit, with the spirit just like this woman. And so it's been an honor to even see Yahweh allow this woman to, even in her sick bed, to give us 5 years of strength, making these doctors look like fools. It's been a blessing for Yahweh to allow us to see the strength instilled in her daughters. Because I tell you, the weak can't endure what these daughters have endured. Day in and day out. For over 5 years. Story off. Showing the spirit that comes by the way of this name. Abigail, which means Abi, which comes from Abba, Father, and Gayil, which is joy. Also, this joy, if you study it, means a revolution of time. A couple more verses. When the servants came to Abigail, to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take thee to him the wife. And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, behold, let the handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my master. And Abigail hasted and arose and rode upon an ass. And five, there go the five again, damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David, and became his wife. And if that's not an increase, I don't know what an increase is. David is the most blessed man in these scriptures, but one of the most blessed anyway. Arguably, the most blessed man in these scriptures that has received the greatest increase of the Almighty Yah. And here it is to this day, we have a covenant that Yahweh has promised unto us after the order of David. The covenant sure mercies to witness the life. It's been an honor to witness the family's life of this great woman and to be a part of her life. And I said, she touched me personally. And she told me, I was wondering if you had it in. And one day she seen my spirit shine. And she told me, she said, I seen it and you got it. One of the most sincere women I ever met. One of the most humblest women I ever met. And that's when you walk in the midst of true wisdom. When you see true humility. For my love to my family, I'm here for y'all. You already know it. There is no questions and no doubts. Prepare my heart that I must be strong for my family. I must. With that being said, I will relinquish the mic to Moray Isha. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. May you see. I won't hold you long. Giving all glory and praises unto the mighty Elohim, creator of heaven and earth, B.I.L., and the entire family. For your loss, it's truly a humbling experience in our heart. And our love goes out to all of you. And whatever it is that you need from us, from the house of Israel, families in the house of Israel, all your help is here and available. And Abigail is a beautiful woman. And I know her mostly because of her daughters. Because when they moved out here, she was already, so you know that this father of joy, chief of joy, is definitely the spirit that she had. And so I just give my love and my prayers unto all of you. Maureen Naftali said enough, brought forth Yah's wisdom, and showed forth Yahweh's signs in the spirit that Yahweh gave us with this beautiful soul. He is with us, and that he does all these things for a reason. As Maureen Naftali said, that this five followed her. Well, today is the day of the 12th month. It's in the order of five. And to remain with our mind stayed on him. And that's what I hope that we will do, and that we will stay focused on in these times. And I would just like to say a prayer to the Most High, as we go and under, we're going to pray to the Most High. Almighty Yah, the Elohim of Elohim, the Master of Masters, the Elohim of heaven and earth, and sea and all that therein is. There is no place, mighty Yah, where thou art. Thou, mighty Yahweh, art in heaven. Thou art in earth. There is no escaping thee, mighty Yah, not in life, not in death. But thou, mighty Yah, inhabiteth eternity. But thou, mighty Yah, dwellest with them that are of broken heart and a contrite. He dwellest with the lowly, mighty Yah. And thou hast brought us low, but thou hast also allowed us to know and experience one of thy treasures and one of thy jewels. For as thy servant Job said, mighty Yah, even in this body shall he see the glory of Yah. And we know that you, mighty Yah, will raise up thy servant once again. We know, mighty Yah, that you take away the righteous and hide them. And we know, mighty Yah, that there is none other but thee, and that you are our comfort, and that you are our healing power. So So we ask you, we beg of you, that you comfort the house of Israel, the house of Moray, Shia, grandchildren, the whole family that Abigail then built and established. For you have put blessings upon them. And they have been blessings, a multitude of blessings. Continue thy mercy with them, mighty God, and continue thy strength with them, and continue thy wisdom and understanding and knowledge with them. Allow thy spirit to be with them as strong as ever, to get them and to get all of us through the sorrow, so that we may know that it is only you, Yah, call on, that we can pray to, that we can look to, for thou art our Elohim, our Father, our Savior, thou art our rock, thou art our joy. And you, mighty Yah, you called your daughter home, but we know that that joy surrounds us this day, this night, and it shall surround us forever and ever. For thou, Yahweh, are the only one. And all our love, and all our strength, and all our servitude, please be with your people Israel in this time of trouble, and in the times of trouble that are upon us. Allow us to continue to know that it is you, Yah, not bread, but thou, Yah, we shall live by. Please be with your people, Israel. Be with the house of Israel. Be with the family of Abigail. For thou, Yahweh, are the only one. We love you. We praise you. We worship and honor you by saying hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Yah is righteous.
Yah
is holy.
Let Yahweh be magnified.
And of course, me and my family, we thank you all. We really didn't expect this by no stretch of the imagination. Daughters asked me, well, what are we going to do, Abba, today? And I said, well, I'm going to teach today. So I guess we all go to the sanctuary. Well, how beautiful is the sanctuary? And I said, if anybody want to join us, pray, they can come. But little did I know, everybody's going to come out this day to do just that. Hallelujah. And then little did I know that people will call from all over the country to give their condolences and show their love. Many of the leaders around the country, many of the teachers. And I greatly appreciate it. It was, you know, we lost my wife last night. And so we want to make sure we contact all our family members, and then we begin to let the public know. But immediately, many of the leaders stepped up. I just want to thank them. Thank all the leaders around the country that not only call me personally, but also those who reached out through other means. We appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Me and my family, not just my daughters, but my sons, start off bad. Then it got a little worse. And then some strange reason, Yahweh took that sadness to us and began to give us perfect peace. And we know it's the love of Yah that lies within the heart and the spirit of his people, his servants. And this day, I discovered why Yahweh chose Israel and why he loved Israel. Everybody trying to find out why Israel is so rebellious. Not really trying to find out why Yahweh loved these rebellious people so much. And I know this day why he does. Because what people have shown us today is love beyond measure. And I know people receive the condolences, the love, the well wishes in this time of trouble, in this time of adversity. That's a given. But the love that we felt today went beyond that. And I knew it was real. Gave us great comfort. Even though we said we wanted to do this and come to the sanctuary, then quickly we changed our mind and said, what in the world are we doing? We're not ready for nothing like this. And but Yahweh inspired us. He inspired us. My wife inspired us. And she was a great inspiration. She was a miracle and wonder, which is why you've seen the best brought out in all her children and loved ones, friends and family members. You've seen it, the best brought out, and we gave all that we can give. And we didn't hold back, and none of us have any regrets. We don't have, we're not looking back saying, why did we do this? Why couldn't we do that? And what if we had tried this? No. We knew once she was gone that Yahweh did it, and Yahweh take it. So even though this is not a funeral for us, we hadn't even started planning that. And it's not a feat heard of in my life. And that is just people to come together to show their love, their service, their commitment to the worship, to the prayer, to the only Elohim that exists. And that's Yahweh himself. My family, love you all, not just sanctuary, but around the country, around the world that's listening to us. Not only we love y'all, we appreciate y'all, and we forever link together as oneness in spite of any differences that we have. We love Israel, the house of Israel, and all that belong to Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom. Yahweh love you, so do we. Hallelujah.